Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, I've sit here, Tyler, and I've had the last few minutes to think about it, and I really don't like this decision. As people are on the trailer wheel and frame text line saying, Tyler got money to blow, I guess.
I definitely win a lot more bets than I lose. I ain't worried about it.
I'm not going to say you don't. But, man, like, I understand the line is big. 17 points is large. And I would assume, what's the biggest, you know, the biggest spread of all time?
I believe it was in 2013. It was the Broncos with Peyton Manning. They were 28-point favorites against the Jaguars, I believe, and they didn't come close to covering that. I believe they won that game 35-19.
So 17 is the spread. I think that's aggressive. And this is when I know, like, this is when this is where I'm really disappointed in your decision. And as our guy Brooks Cabina, our Texans insider, joins us, this is my problem with you, Tyler, is you went and you said it yourself before you placed the bet. He's trying to stimulate the markets.
He's trying to get people exactly start moving right. The smart money something. And all that.
But you know what he said?
He's using to stimulate. I don't know if the market's what he's
I'd like to stimulate.
That's right. We got a good hard laugh from Brooks right there.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm 12 years old.
But this is what he said. He said, I know it's 17, but I feel a lot better if Davis Mills would start. And I'm like, well, you don't know yet. You don't know. And then he just started talking, and then he did it.
Yeah.
The feel of that to help him, because I do, I guess right now, after we're watching, I mean, we got guys, as Clint said, the elementary things that any quarterback, I don't know how far back Clint would say quarterback should be able to execute the quarterback sneak and the draw without throwing pick sixes and fumbles for touchdown. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he goes all the way back to high school. Ooh. I don't know if he's going to say eighth graders have high expectation to handle those plays. But you would think they got a probably better chance with Davis Mills and what we've seen thus far. What's the feel you get from Lovie and everything? What's the feel you get? Do you think Davis is back in the starting lineup after 2 weeks?
Yes, I think Davis Mills is back starting on Sunday. The whole reason that he was benched was because he was turning the ball over and wasn't making the right decisions. So now you've got Kyle Allen, who's turned the ball over quite frequently, scored 2 touchdowns for the other team, and that's just not going to cut it. And Pep Hamilton, who's battling for his job, wants to see the best possible outcome. And after watching the last 2 games, Kyle Allen's convinced them and pretty much the rest of Houston that he's not the best player for it. So Davis Mills, I mean, here's the thing. Like,
I'm
we saw him
part
last
of the
year.
Mills Mafia too.
Go down, bench. Tyrod Taylor goes in, he comes back. Sometimes it's a reset. So this is the chance he gets to have, the offense gets to have, the reset that a player gets to go back behind the scenes, figure out their things that they were working on, and come back after that. I mean, that's what's warranted. They're mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. The evaluation of everything turns even further inward with that, and it's not working with Allen, and it's time to check it back with Mills. I'd be very surprised if Lovie Smith were to come back later this week and hear that Kyle Allen's still starting.
You think we might hear that as early as tomorrow?
Yes, I do think that. But maybe he won't say it outright, but you know, as I said, I think on the show last week, I mean, the way that they were projecting it was that they told the players on Friday. So they may do the same thing again this week, but
pretty simple.
It seems like they're moving towards that again, the way that Lovie was talking about it yesterday. I mean, he wasn't definitive. The players came in today. That's the way they do their business. But just the way that he's voiced it, you can pretty much read between the lines and see that Davis Mills is going to come back.
Who leaked it last time? Quarterback change. You know what I'm talking about. Don't go Tyler on me. You looked
me
at me like you were going
to
take this. You didn't tell us that. That came via Schefter or somebody.
Well, I would know who he's talking to. So, I mean.
Oh, okay. I mean, well, who was it? Who leaked it, man? Well, I mean, Lovey didn't appreciate it.
Now I'm the leak police? I mean, that's a weird position for me to be in.
Oh, okay.
What am I? I'm going to turn over to the public relations side?
Here's
I'm not
the deal.
Here to close the leaks.
Lovey was clearly, I mean, like yesterday, Monday in his comments, he was clearly not happy about the...
They sent a little message with his comments.
About how quickly things get out around here.
No.
So do you expect Lovey... I know you just answered a question, but do you really expect him to announce it tomorrow, or do you think he'll slow play it?
Well, you know, it's a situation where I think last time he went up there Wednesday, felt like they could go through the whole week. And then, I mean, after he got off the podium, it came out of just... within minutes of that. So maybe how they're handling through this going forward, you might see how they see that isn't exactly the best look. But
that's a rookie mistake.
I mean, we'll see. It's going to be interesting. I don't think there's as much national attention around a reversal of that decision with Mills. I mean, whenever you have an initial bench of a starting quarterback, that's the kind of thing that draws attention, especially to the Texans. A rebuilding team where that kind of decision projects a lot of things like speculation about coaching changes and such. So I don't know what other people are going to do, but I just don't think this one might have as much attention. But we'll see.
How much do you think, how involved do you think Nick Caserio is in these kinds of decisions throughout?
Oh, about how they talk about the team?
That's a great point, though. I mean, about how they talk about the team, what message they deliver, as well as changing quarterbacks and because I mean, whether the national media recognizes it or not, I mean, that's a big move to go. Oh boy, we tried to make a move 2 weeks ago and it really didn't work very well. So we're going to go back to this guy. I mean, that's a big decision. How involved is Nick in all this?
Well, the main thing about the on-field football decisions, you kind of heard Lovie Smith say it a couple of times the last couple of weeks, they want to give the players on the team the chance to show who they are. And whenever they see that, then they can decide whether they want to move on. I mean, this is a team that is trying to find out which guys they want to retain, which guys are for the future. And Davis Mills was the number one player to look at throughout the entire year. So I think that whenever they're making that kind of decision, one, to bench him is to move and see what they have in Kyle Allen and possibly at the same time give Davis Mills a chance to reset, go back, see how he responds to that. I think that's part of this. You look at each game as they go on. I mean, obviously, they've been realistically eliminated for a long time now. But they can use each of these games to even further look at the players they want to retain, quarterback especially. Kyle Allen, they signed to a one-year deal. He wasn't projected to be in that kind of role, someone who was going to be the starter. They stuck by Mills throughout the offseason, Lovie Smith too, up to the point that he was benched. So they've got to ride with him and see how much more he has. And I think Casero is part of that. See what do they respond to, how do they reveal themselves as players, and did they have the opportunity to do that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.